I am feeling really, really reflective heading into today's episode.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Because, fun fact, tomorrow is Matt and I's 2-year wedding anniversary, which means we will have been together for a total of 6 years, going on 7.
So, Matt, I think you made the wrong decision, bro. Having a wife that's in the public eye, it's just a recipe for disaster.
That's the understatement of the year.
A recipe for narcissism, a recipe for her not respecting you, a recipe for her cheating on you, possibly. A recipe for a lot of bad things. Men need to look at marriage and family creation from a practical standpoint and get out of all this lovey-dovey stuff. Because most of these women aren't in love, they're in business. What she says in this video is going to show that she's not all in love with this man. It was a business decision. It was a check-off-the-boxes decision. It was, you know, I just want to say I was married decision.
In some ways, I feel like we've been together our whole lives, but then another part of me is like still shocked that I'm married and I have a husband and I'm a wife. But as we're entering into this 3rd year of marriage, I have been thinking a lot about the time before Matt and I ever met.
His wife is on the internet, fondly reminiscing about the time before they met and all the men she dated and all the times they ejaculated. I mean, this is embarrassing, but he ignored all the red flags, so now we gotta just sit there and take it.
Obviously, I feel so grateful and lucky to be in this phase of my life with him, but I'm
But
also really grateful for the time that I gave myself to just be single and on my own before we ended up together. Because even though being single can, of course, be extremely stressful and disappointing at times, it can also be one of the most transformative and empowering phases of your life.
I'm gonna
this
let
is
the
not
camera keep
true.
rolling. Okay, this is not, doesn't even make sense.
Feminist psychobabble mumbo jumbo.
I'm so happy now to be building this life with Matt, but I was really happy when I was single too. And yes, I know like being single and being married are two wildly different experiences, but what I really want to emphasize today is that one phase is not more meaningful or important than the other.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold, wait. First of all, you're not gonna speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Wow. She's saying getting pumped and dumped by tall, hot guys after the club was just as meaningful as starting a family and building a legacy with Matt as a married woman. How do you think that makes Matt feel?
When Matt came into my life, I was really enjoying dating. I was meeting new people. I was figuring out what I liked, getting to know myself better, was building my career. And because of that, I think Matt and I were able to take our time and not rush into anything. And I think now looking back, that was such a huge part of why our relationship worked so well.
This sounds actually retarded to say out loud.
Like, I didn't need Matt. Matt didn't need me. We were both so centered and working on ourselves that it kind of was like, if this works out, great, but like, don't really need ya.
What kind of shit is that?
Don't you love how all these women come on the internet and prove all these toxic manosphere guys right? The main women speaking out against red pill and manosphere are the main ones proving it right. The irony doesn't fall short on me, folks. It doesn't. I hope it doesn't fall short on you either. Do you have no heart, ma'am? Why do you hate this man so much? She's punishing him for marrying a woman like her. Because women like this know that they shouldn't be married. Let me rephrase that. Women like this know they're not worthy of marriage. So they will spend the rest of their life punishing the punk that did it because she knows she didn't deserve it.
Why you all up under me? Let me get some fucking room to breathe. Damn, stop sweating me. I hate this shit.
Most girls won't admit this, but for your sake, I will. I hate nice guys.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
I'm a very independent person, and if our lives naturally come together, great, but like, kind of doesn't matter if it doesn't work out because I'm good on my own. And I think that was such a beautiful place to be in when I met Matt. And because of that, I do think that those early dating stages between us, they got to just be really fun. Like, they were low stakes and we just both got to kind of be along for the ride and just enjoy ourselves. Why I'm bringing this up is because lately when I talk to my single friends or when I'm reading DMs that you guys are sending me for questions of the week, I feel like the experience that I got to have when I was single is very different from the experience of dating and trying to find your person in 2026. And weirdly, like, I know it wasn't that long ago that I was single, like 7-ish years ago, but a lot continues to change with social media.
But what we need to understand is a lot of these girls, they be getting around since 13 or 14. So 14 to 24 could have been a wild decade for her. I'm not saying it was, but it wouldn't be far-fetched.
God, you're sick.
Nothing that marriage will bring will ever live up to her fun early 20 years. 18 to 24, let's just say. If she was having a ball, meeting different guys, finding herself, being a boss babe, nothing that will happen in marriage will live up to those dopamine hits.
And listen, I know it's like not exactly a hot take to say that dating apps have completely changed the way that we meet people, but for better or worse, they have taken a lot of the curiosity and the spontaneity out of the process of meeting someone new. There's obviously so many positives of dating apps, but that is one of the cons, right? And I can totally see how people might feel like the only option in today's dating culture is to meet your person on an app. But I also know that when you're single and your mentality is in that headspace where you're like, oh, I don't really want to be single anymore. Like, I just want to find a partner. Like, I don't want to be going out to clubs and drinking and going to the bars and all.
This is why I say the first wall that women hit is after college years. High school and college are the best places to find your life partner. Because after that is, yeah, bars, clubs, and dating apps. So you're kind of a loser if you haven't found your mate by the time you graduate college or by the time you hit 23. There's no reason why you shouldn't have found them by that point. If you're a cute white girl in America, you had every opportunity in the world to settle down with a suitable guy.
You don't know that.
It's almost like you go on that drinks and you're like really hoping it's going to be amazing. And then it's like, eh. And then like you go on the second date because you're like, come on, like maybe there's like something I missed. Like maybe he is better on the second date than the first. And then you're like, oh my God, this is worse than the first date. And then you end up ghosting each other. And like then the worst part, you're like, I have to start all over again because I just spent so much time in the apps. And then I got out of the apps and we started texting and then I met him on the date and it was horrible. And now I'm back to the apps. Like that whole process, I do want to acknowledge, can make you feel a little numb.
Too many dates, too many situationships, too many flings. Yeah. That's you losing your soul a little bit.
If Jesus can't save these hoes, why are you trying? What make you think you greater than Jesus, nigga?